light is there. You see, I come from Mississippi. I was young and running wild. Ended up in New York City, where I had my first child. I named the boy Nasir. All the boys call him Nas. I told him as a youngster, he'll be the greatest man alive.
Let's go.
I'm the magnificent.
Hey, 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 Chuck Berry of this rap skit. Styles I mastered, many brothers snatched it up and tried to match it, but I'm still number one, everyday real. Speak what I want, I don't care what y'all feel, cause I'm my own master. My pop told me be your own boss, keep integrity at every cost, and his home was Natchez. Mississippi did it like Miles and Dizzy, now we getting busy, bridging the gap from the blues to jazz to rap. The history of music on this track, born in the game, discovered my father's music like Prince searching through boxes of Purple Rain. But my Minneapolis was the bridge, home of the super kids. Some are well known, some doing bids. I might have ended up on the wrong side of the track if Pops wouldn't have pulled me back and said, yo, yo.
Yeah, I come from Mississippi. I was young and running wild. Ended up in New York City,
New York,
where I had my first child.
That's me, y'all.
I named the boy Nasir.
Yeah.
All the boys call him Nas.
That's what's up.
I told him as a youngster, he'll be the greatest man alive. Greatest man alive.
The blues came from gospel, gospel from blues. Slaves were harmonizing them ahs and oohs. Old school, new school, no school rules. All these years I've been voicing my blues. I'm an artist from the start, hip hop got in my heart. Graffiti on the wall, could've ended in profit. Juvenile delinquent, but Pops gave me the right type of tools to think with. Books to read, like X and stuff, cause the school said the kids had dyslexia. In our class I was a compulsive sketcher of teachers in my homeroom. I drew pics and messed them up, cause none of them would like my style. Read more books than the curriculum profile. Said, Mr. Jones, please come get your child, cause he's writing mad poems and his verses are wild.
I was born in Mississippi. I was young and running wild. Moved to New York City, where I had my first child. I named the boy Nasir. All the boys call him Nas. I told him as a youngster, he'll be the greatest man alive. Greatest man, the great, greatest man alive.
Hey, 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 my papa was not a rolling stone. He'd been around the world blowing his horn. Still he came home, then he got grown. Changed his name to Olu. Come on, tell him about all the places you've gone to.
I've been to Saudi Arabia, Mozambique,
yeah,
Madagascar, Paria, Greece,
uh-huh.
But little Africa is where we live,
yeah.
Better known as
Queensbridge. Nah, you don't stop. Olu Dara in the house, you don't stop. Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, you don't stop. From the blues to street hop, you don't stop. Tell them, Pop.
Yeah, I come from Mississippi.
Let them know.
I was young and running wild.
Running wild.
Ended up in New York City.
Yeah.
Where I had my first child.
That's me.
I named the boy Nasir.
Yeah, daddy.
All the boys call him Nas.
Love you, boy.
I told him as a youngster, he'll be the greatest man alive.
You the greatest, Pop.
Greatest man alive.
You the greatest, Pop.
But the great, 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 great man alive. Rest in peace, Ray Charles.
Hello, everybody. It's Thursday night, so you already know what it is. It is Mic Check. Mic Check 1212. This is DC's People's Champ. Chills will not be with us tonight. He had some things he had to take care of, but he will be back next week. And I'm waiting on the Bishop Eddie. Maybe he doesn't want to come online, you know, come on the phone or come on the show, because as of yesterday, the polls closed for last week's Battle of the Best, and guess who came? Guess who did what he said he was going to do and come for the champion's title? That would be me. The real champ is here. So I won with my song "Ripper Strikes Back." Chills was in second place. He got two votes for his song from Scarface. So I am this week's champion, and I definitely want to, you know, see if I can retain that by, you know, winning this week. So we're going to get into that. We're going to get into that this evening. And also, me and the Bishop, we're going to talk about our favorite, our all-time favorite disc battles, our top five disc battles. Now, you know, what a disc battle to me is that it's, you know, a battle between two MCs, you know, whether it's, you know, each one of them put out a track or they put out more than one track, what have you. And it's good. I mean, I'm looking forward to talking about this topic and, you know, getting down to the nitty gritty with this topic. So that's what we got going on this week, you guys. I'm glad you guys are, you know, checking us out right here live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm glad you all are listening in the podcast. If you're listening live and you want to chime in on your top five battles, disc battles of all time, you can call us at 347-215-8558. Again, that's 347-215-8558. And we will, you know, we get you on the air. You can tell us who your top five disc battles of all time are. Like I said, it's just purely opinions. You know, it's not fact or anything like that, so I don't want people thinking that if I don't put a disc battle that y'all know about in my top five that I don't know nothing about hip-hop. This is just my opinion. And it'll be the same with the Bishop. It's our opinion, okay? So while we get ready to really get into the heart of this show, which is, once again, week three of the Battle of the Best, will I be the first to successfully defend the BOTB championship going into week four, or will the Bishop retake the title? Now, while we wait, I'm going to go ahead, for those of y'all who didn't listen to the show last week, I'm going to play the song that won me week two, which is the LL Cool J Ripper Strikes Back track, which was a diss to Cannabis during their battle. And then just to let you know, for this week three, what will happen is that each one of us will have a song played that we pick for this week. After the one song is played, the link will go into our Facebook group, which is TSOTS Presents Mic Check. Once it goes into there, then after both songs are played, we will put up the poll for everyone to vote on what they thought was the best song. Polls will open, again, polls will open immediately after the second song is played, and then they will remain open until noon next Wednesday, the day before next week's show. Okay, so just remember, you'll have 6 days. You'll basically have 6 days to be able to go in and listen to the songs and then pick which one you thought was better. All right, and then, like I said, Wednesday at 12, the polls will close, and Thursday, next Thursday's show, we will announce the winner and then go into our topic, which after I'm done playing the song, I'll tell you what the topic is. So for those of y'all didn't see it, hear it last week, here is Ripper Strikes Back by LL Cool J. Again, it was a diss to Cannabis, which is fitting because we're going to be talking about diss battles tonight. So here we go.
We're just going to have some fun with some hip-hop. A little hip-hop. Yeah, this is a tunnel banger, too. Hurry up. Tunnel banger, baby. Hip-hop style, baby. Y'all remember? By the middle of March, when the pregnancy starts and your lady for center, that means L just entered. Just catch the little bitch ass for frontin'. Your 4'11 crackhead ass ain't hurtin' nothing. Nigga, you want the fame, now you famous overnight. Famous for getting fucked by a stick of dynamite. You weak, nigga. You about to die in your sleep. The overlord of rap will never meet your feet. Pain and agony, I don't touch them souls. Epileptic lyrical methods is my throne. Blasting 50-pound ass and make it float. You read it, shook, nigga. I wrote the book, nigga. Held down my crown for a decade and a half. Now I'm about to give your grimy ass a bloodbath. Talk about being broke. my book, you bought to read. You know you watch the sitcom, nigga, so stop that. Mad rapper, but now I turn mad actor. 49 pounds to trying to be a mobster. Running around town with the Bob Marley imposter. Ass cannabis, he ain't understanding this. Cause 99% of his fans don't exist. I'm going underground and blowing your rep down. Next time, say that shit for the lyricist lounge. Or a house party where you can battle some clowns. On top of all that, I beat your homeless ass down. Heard that convicted rapist on the record too. Fresh out of jail, ass cheeks still black and blue. Tell me about the thing, ear fighter taught you. How to bust another two.
Yeah, that's but a bull.
You be decomposing, but you frozen because my title's golden. Steady rolling in the world that I'm controlling. Vanguard of war, so for kings who did soar. Climb flat in the mountains, the praise of the Lord. Talk about my first, the second, the third born. Now I got a four. Cannabis, but he cut off from the riches of my empire. I'm like a pimple, thought he had to retire, but found a new can of puss to hire. You're hardcore, in a sense like Heather Hunter. But definitely not with the lyrics that drop thunder. Found you in a trash can, hot black. Nigga, it's hard to trust. Can I bust?
Once again, that was LL Cool J, Ripper Strikes Back, which was my song for week two, which got me the victory and got me the week two title of Battle of the Best. So, and again, it's just so appropriate to play something like that because, again, we're talking about favorite diss battles. Now, my top five favorite diss battles, this is not in any particular order. These are just the top five that I really like and remember and everything like that. It would be Jay-Z and Nas, Biggie and Pac, LL Cannabis, D and Ja, Jadakiss, and Beanie Siegel. And again, it's not in any particular order. Those are just the ones that I really, really really like, because they are really hard hitting battles. Like you really, really felt that they really, really didn't like each other, especially Jadakiss and Beanie. Like, that one right there definitely sounded like it was a personal battle with those two. Now, I took the liberty, I was able to find on the interwebs, I was able to find a track which had both, like, two of them, the two most memorable songs from their beef on one. It'll start off with Jadakiss coming at Beanie Sigel and just going at him. He even has Sheik Lucha in the background towards the end. And then you got Beanie coming back using Jada's own beat to diss him. Now, I think this is my favorite part of the back and forth between those two. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play that right now. And then when we come back, again, I will expound more about my top five diss battles. And, you know, again, you can call us 347-215-8558. Again, 347-215-8558 to give your opinion, give your top five diss battles. So let's listen to this back and forth between Jadakiss of The Lox and Rough Riders and Beanie Sigel of Rockefeller. This took place back in the early 2000s.
SP, we coming to get you, baby. Well, get loose. That smelly motherfucker. D-Block. Worms trying to get at me, baby.
I see you.
You can't fuck with your man, dog.
Y-O.
We get it on
niggas
for real.
Niggas don't need no hugs.
We ain't D-Block. Emotional over here. We got knife work, gun work. We got all kind of work.
I don't
beat
niggas
the fuck
table.
Up.
See me when you see me.
I don't want that to me.
Wanna...
Yo.
Fuck
uh-huh.
You.
Yeah. Bitch.
Yeah. Yo, when I met you, you was on my dick. Jigga
uh-huh.
gave you his old Bentleys. Now you want some shit. I don't know where they found you, son. But since your pops ain't around, I'ma punish you and ground you, son. And niggas can't stand you, Siegel. Your flow is mine anyway, so don't bite the hand that feed you. Them niggas that gassed you is ass too. Trust me, them niggas don't wanna shoot five dog. They rusty, believe it or not. Ghetto is mine. And when I see you, I'ma put your cornrows on the yellow line. I got niggas in Philly that been where you live. Fuck Scarface, my bullets hit women and kids. Worst mistake was trying for me. And you could bring a baby gorilla with you. He dying for free. I'm stunned on a disco beat. Use a fag. Your next rhyme should be on a Cisco beat. And I hate beans, but fuck it. Kids gon' eat. It's me and you. Fuck the label. Let's go street. And your rap fans need me. I don't know why this nigga talking all greasy when Max Jam eat it. Fuck what you thinking, nigga. That stinking nigga. What bitch wanna lay with you? Fuck, nigga, I could get you murked in a day or two. No cap, the only thing left was a braid or two. You forgot reason that you signed to the rock.
Uh-huh.
Cause you listen and you watch and listen to the locks. All it take is a gun and a bomb. You got me on tape. Hard knock life tour, hugging your mom. Most death, I have a nigga bury a caucus here for a cool G.
Yeah.
You still gotta convince me.
Uh-huh.
And don't be a coward and try to turn Philly against me.
Yeah.
And I ain't making no more songs neither. So when I shoot him in his face, I don't wanna hear that I'm wrong, neither. Whole ass, suck my dick. Baggage, none of y'all niggas can't fuck with Kiss. It's the J to the Izzy, D to the Izzy. Y'all niggas is pussy, I don't want no gun blizzy. Siegel's not real to me, therefore he doesn't exist. So cool, Van Moof, son of a Kiss.
What? Excellent!
You bitch ass nigga. Hey yo, say something else about another
baggage
gun.
Who the first nigga you see with a glass yard, bro? You don't smoke, bro. You smoke dirt. Baggage.
Popping on that shit out.
Philly, I love y'all, Philly.
Fuck
you, though, coward.
Fucking
baggage.
She who's talking, bitch ass nigga.
Hold that.
In the street,
they coming at my head,
please,
my blood pressure is building.
What they
The headphones is on fire this time around, bleak. About to squeeze niggas and shoot out of the
Philly,
nigga. Fuck the speculation, talk over. Nigga, dig this. I'm about to sun kiss like a soda and make J to the moi. Put his lips on his nine and really kiss the game goodbye. You about to really make me hurt you, kiss. Spitting candy bars. This nigga sweeter than a Hershey kiss. Got me heated, about to work the fifth. Resin off that purple shit. The Reverend gotta get a hearse for kiss. You broke. Talking about you rock yourself out. When I see you, gonna really wish you knock yourself out. When it was see, need the whole locks to help out. It's just me. I don't need the rock to help out. I can tell why style say the ghost of the shit. I can tell in your style. Right, most of your shit. You ain't wine, nigga. Most of you bitch. Got me pissed. Can't put your dick in the dirt. Fuck you pussy, so I'ma fuck you when I'm lifting your skirt. We can spit it all, gun it out. 4/5 of M, run it out. Tell me, nigga, how you run a route. You still living in the basement of your mother house. I tried to have a little patience, but it's running out. Probably need blood in your mouth. Knock your brains out. Let the doc remind you what a thug is about. And I'm talking to Jada and any y'all motherfucker hater who like ain't wanna put down paper. Tell him, meet me at any arena. Bring his name. I spark him up, starch and even stick like the cleanest. Niggas got hit in the genders. We got gas hit in the engines. A pocket in the coop for the pigeons. Let the SK rifle your chest. Give you a long wag at night. And ain't no life after death. Hey yo, Peepaw handle this nigga. I rock your bells like L. I ain't cannabis, nigga. Yeah, recess over for you playground niggas. Wouldn't shoot up a ladder, slide down a board. Fuck your monkey ass bars when I'm swinging this board. Can't duck when I land shots. Get buried in a sandbox. Sharks in the water, can't swim in the pool. No snacks after school and my stomach is full. Gotta bring it to him hard as shit. I take his ball over the fence to let the nigga know who yard is this. What's funny, Jason? Really think you grimy too. And everybody likes you better in that shiny suit. So no matter where you go, I'ma spot you. Double RT in the ball. I'm a pop, my punk make you lift up. Tech make you do a 360, got gas that the government got. Motherfuckers, you thuggin' or not?
Nah,
fuck it, I don't wanna stop. My gun to pop is a fella, tell me who you wanna rock. And I can show you how grimy done. I cuff your ass, strip your ass, whip your ass till your mommy come. I got the mask and the text and the Tommy guns. Leave it up the hole, the X out Tommy buns. We get back with you old puff and double your debt. Double that, quadruple the threat. Now look what you made me do, brain blue. My team on the marine blue, six cool. Steed it out, heat it out, weed it out. Haze and high draw on our way to YO. When that tennis shit, rent it shit, extend this shit. You cheesecake niggas, my dogs get they spinach dip. And angel dust, come through and tame your pups. Think it's a game till your brains get touched. Yeah, nigga, let's clash the crews. Attitude like Noah Jackson tools. I got 100 niggas, 100 K's. Rain on you for 100 nights, 100 days. Fuck a million man march, let a million men spark. Got a million men with heart. Yeah, nigga, fuck the peace. Motherfucker can't duck the beat. What made you stupid ass nigga wanna fuck with Steve? Come on, dog, just another verse. I know that poem got a stash, rubbing got another verse.
Whoa, whoa.
That was, like I said, that was a combination of the two songs that really stood out in the beat between Jadakiss and Beanie Sigel. And we got the Bishop. He's here. He's here. He's here to humbly, and you know, recognize my win from last week. Bishop, what's going on, man?
Ah, touche, touche. The champ is here. The new champ is here. Let me say that. The new champ is here. However, to say the fact, I will soon get my throne back. But I'm good, man. And like I said, finally got a signal. Let me apologize first and foremost to you, sir. Apologize to everybody on the TSOTS family for my tardiness. Let me charge it to my phone, not to me, please. I'm sorry. and I couldn't get a freaking signal for nothing in the world. Finally got one now that I am back at home. So, hey, now we cooking. Apologize to my fans as well. Tardiness, please forgive me. Again, my phone, not me. I'm sorry, but I take full responsibility. I came in on
hey everybody listening to the show right now, I'm gonna post in the My Check group Facebook group a GoFundMe to get the Bishop Eddie Cade a better phone service, because that Cricket phone service ain't what's happening right now, man.
Sad thing is, brother, I got AT&T. That's the sad thing. I got AT&T.
AT&T ain't what's happening there, man. That's what's
no,
up, man.
You got AT&T.
I thought you was rocking with Boost Mobile's joint, man. Talking about King Gizzard.
Man, no,
like,
believe me, I know way better than to mess around with some Boost Mobile. No. I ain't messed with Boost Mobile I ain't touched a Boost phone since they had the little chirp. But
I've never had a Boost phone. Never. I've always had T-Mobile since, like, way back when they were fucking VoiceStream, dude. That's how far back I go with that. When they were VoiceStream, I was rocking with them.
That's been a minute.
Yeah.
That's been a minute.
But
I came in, man, on the tail end of you playing the Jadakiss and song Benny Siegel released during their beef. And I got to admit, man, Beans went hard, man. He went hard on that track.
He did. I mean, you could tell with that beef between Jada and Beanie, like, that was one of those, like, I really do not fucking like you, and if I see you in the street, I'm fucking you
like,
up on fight type
back
of beef.
Like, it can go down. You can get these hands.
Yeah. Like I said,
before you came in, I said
what my top five diss battles were in no particular order. It was Jada, Beanie, Jay-Z, Nas, 50 Ja, Biggie, Pac, LL. What did I say was the fifth one? Crap. See, this is what happens when you have what I have, where my memory's bad. Because I just named the four. The fifth one, it escapes me right now. I said Jay-Z, Nas, Biggie, Pac, Jadakiss and Beanie, 50 and Ja, and I said it was one more. I think it was LL and Cannabis was my top five, and then honorable mention goes to Dre and Eazy-E. Those bands was going at it though, man, for real. They were friends, and all of a sudden it was like boom.
Yeah,
huh?
I will stick with Dre and Eazy-E for honorable mention. For me, my top five, definitely Pac and Big, definitely. Definitely Nas and Jay-Z, even though I would give that win to Nas. Just for Ether alone, I would give it to Nas.
I disagree, and 50, I'll explain why in a little bit.
50, Ja, I don't even really call that a beef, only because the reason why I consider it was one-sided for me, because it's like outside of clap back, like Ja ain't really come with no heat like he could have for 50. It's just like, you know, they let 50 come and just murder Inc. literally.
True.
Of course, for LL, man, LL battled so many people, man, from Kool Moe Dee to Cannabis. Lord, that nigga made Cannabis go join the army. That's when you know it's real.
Yo, I'm going to tell you something. I was talking to somebody at work just, I think, last week. I told him I was going to be talking about, earlier this week, actually. I told him I was going to be talking about this on the show, and I said, and somebody reminded me, it was like, man, LL came at Cannabis so hard, he made this Bama take his mic and hang it up and retire. I was like, yo, you know you got your ass whooped in a battle if you hang your mic up and don't spit another bar ever. I was like, yo, that is crazy. Just off Ripper Strikes Back alone was like, that was probably the death blow right there. It was just that track right there. There were other ones, but that one was the one that was like, you know, just basically told Cannabis, like, Cannabis, you ain't ready for this work, dog. You might as well just go ahead and hang it up right now, bro.
No, I mean, you go after somebody that, I mean, when you go down the list of all the people LL has battled, LL battled some cats that had some bars, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
and cats that weren't afraid to go toe-to-toe with him. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you know what I'm saying, like the classic battle between him and Kool Moe Dee. Right, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, them brothers was taking some licks at each other. They were taking some straight shots.
Yep.
But I would definitely, so for me, it would be Pac and Biggie, Jay-Z and Nas. I'm torn between LL and Kumo D or LL and Cannabis. I don't mention Dre and Eazy-E. Shoot, and you got Common and West Side Connection. You got who else has some good beats, like some real good beats. Man, it's so doggone.
I mean, there was quite a few out there, man. That's why I was thinking about it for the last week, like, who has some. What were some really, really good beasts that were out there? Like I said, Jada Kiss and Beanie was one that really stuck out to me, especially Jay-Z and Nas. And like I said, I want to go back to your point about saying that Nas won that one, and I disagree because when Jay-Z came out with the joint where he used Nas's Got Yourself a Gun beat, yeah, that one right there, he did, like, Jay-Z gave not a single fuck when he put that track out. He gave not a single fuck. And I think that was what got Jay-Z the victory on that one. But, you know, again, that's just my opinion on that one. Like, you know, like I said, Ether was hot. Nas did come out with also with H to the Omo. And that was after I think Jay-Z came out with Takeover. And Takeover, he came after Nas and Mobb Deep. And he went on them Bammers, man.
Yeah, he did.
You know, Nas came out with H to the Omo, and then when he came out with Ether, though, like, a lot of people think that Nas won it with Ether, which, you know, again, it's debatable. I just think that when Jay-Z dropped Super Ugly on him, nah, that was a wrap at that point. It was just like, nah, go ahead, just chalk it up, take this L real quick, because, yeah, he went on you. Matter of fact, for the Battle of the Best, that's the song that I picked as my song to defend my title. It was Super Ugly, because that song right there is just, oh, raw. It's so raw.
I couldn't get my song to, it wouldn't upload. Like, it kept saying it wouldn't. So I don't know if it was because it was over the limit, the megabyte limit or what, but it wouldn't, and I tried like several different songs to upload, and it wouldn't do it. The Blog Talk wouldn't let it happen. So I only have a song this week, but I will bounce back next week, and I'm coming for your crown. I'm just letting you know now, I'm coming for your crown. You know what I'm saying? Me and Chill both.
You got a whole another week of supremacy.
You know what I'm saying? The rain.
It's all right. It's all right. So, I mean, what I'll do is next week I'll use a different song, because I really want to play this song, because I want people to understand the mentality that Jay-Z had with this beef with Nas, how he was coming for him and trying to cut him off at the knees and the throat. So I'm going to go ahead and play Super Ugly and let everybody listen to it, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk more about, you know, diss battles and everything like that. So this is Jay-Z, Super Ugly. And again, remember, if you want to talk about your top five diss battles out there, y'all listening, because I know y'all out there listening, 347-215-8558. You can call in. You can tell us who your top five diss battles are. Or you can, you know, debate with us about our top five. Whatever you want to do, call in. We want to be interactive, so let us know. So after this next call, we'll have some people that want to talk.
You know what I'm saying? Don't forget, you can call in number 347-215-8558, or whether you wanna debate about it on our Facebook group. You know, you can do it on Facebook. You can find us TSOTS Productions Presents Mic Check. Or even on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? You know our Twitter handles @cool Cool G Chills, @DC People's Champ, at Born a Champion 2. Just, you know, get it out there. Tell us what your top five, what do you consider your top five best diss beefs of all time? Like, we want to know. We want your feedback. But we're going to get it.
That's right. Let's get it popping, though. Let's play Jay-Z Super Ugly and just hear the disrespect he had for Nas. You know what I'm saying?
Woke up this morning.
Uh-oh.
Yourself,
yeah, I got myself a gun. Uh-oh. Yeah, I got myself a gun. Brooklyn, stand up. I got myself a gun, but really I don't need the heat. Your heart pump project Kool-Aid, you're sweet. I don't got a two-way, you gay. This is not beef, this is rap, homie. I don't have a scratch on me. You feel Jay soft? Rip J.O. Damn, I'm only worth over 100 million. Look, I got beef with like 100 children. Niggas with pink suits, trying to get cute. You a little out of line, homie. Don't let the nine, homie, put you out your mind, homie. Just rhyme, homie. Kick your little lies. I kick my real facts like you sneaking out the back of that little sound lab. We wasn't chasing you. We had a taping too. We came through to do our 1-2 thing. It wasn't a Rockefeller come through thing. Cause if it was on like that, I would come through Queens with Queens niggas. You know how I do. Look, I got more shooters in Queensbridge than you. Niggas will tie you up on the Coliseum roof and open beer bottles off the boy chip too. Look here. I got myself a gun. Uh-oh. Yeah, I got myself a gun. Listen, I'm the J, the A, to the fuck this broad. Oh. Nigga never sold aspirin, how you Escobar? Had to buy your chain back last time you got robbed. The nerve of this coward, nigga, oh my God. And I know rap rumors go in the windows. I bring it to your live, lift up your window. Let the public peek in, see your dirty laundry. Y'all don't want me to continue, ho!
Super ugly,
nigga.
All I really know is your hoe wants to be with me, and she ain't playing what I'm saying.
Me and the boy A, I got more in common than just ballin' and rhyming. Get it? More in common. I came in your belly back seat.
Damn.
Skeeted in your Jeep.
Woo.
Left condoms on your baby seat. Here, yeah, nigga, the gloves is off. The love is done. It's whatever, whenever, however, nigga.
One.
And since you infatuated with saying that gay shit, guess you was kissing my dick when you was kissing that bitch. Nasty shit. You thought I was boning her neck. You calling karma 100 times. I was boning her neck. You got a baby by the bra. You can't disown her yet. When is your lies end? When is the truth begin? When is reality set in? Or does it not matter? Gotta hurt, I'm your baby mama's favorite rapper. And ask your current girl, she know what's up. Holla at a real nigga, chicka.
Give a fuck.
All I really know is yo ho wants to be with me, and she ain't playing what I'm saying.
That's all right. This seems to happen every 5 years or so. 10 years. Helps to get rid of the bad blood. But 10 years since the last.
Like I said, that's that right there. Like, you can't tell me that, you know, Jay-Z didn't win just off that track alone. Because he already came for him and take over. This joint right here? Sheesh. Like, just, sheesh. Especially when it turned to Super Ugly, he just went in. He went in. Like, that, the first line off of that, me and the boy AI got more in common than just balling and rhyming, get it, more in common, dog. And then he kept going. Like, are you kidding me? Like, are you kidding me?
I mean, if anybody read her book, you know what I'm saying? Then yeah, you knew what he was saying. You know what I'm saying? If you read Carmen's book, then you know the same fact. Like, yeah, she you know what I'm saying, she messed around with Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? She talked about how nice he was. This isn't that. Then she goes in about her dealing with, you know, AI, AK, you know, Mr. Allen Iverson and all that type of stuff. So I mean, yeah, I think that's what made, like, the Jay-Z Nas beef, the Biggie Pac beef, the 50 Ja beef, I think what made them go hard and made these beefs truly, truly personal was because for that particular reason. This was personal. These was cats that actually, like, was cool at one particular point in time.
Yep, exactly. And then all of a sudden, you know, it's like it was all good just the ego. Next thing you know, they going in the studio and just going in on each other. It's like, I mean, that's just how rap diss battles went. It was just like, oh, we're cool. Now all of a sudden, boom, we're in the studio making all kind of threats and bringing out all kind of dirty laundry and everything like that. I mean, look at Eminem. Eminem, like, took on, like, Benzino decided, because he was working at the Source and everything, thought he was going to turn on his mic and come for daggone Eminem. Eminem made him, like, shut him down quicker than, he got shut down quicker than a Section 8 person trying to apply for a credit card, dude.
I don't even know why Benzino even tried. I don't know who he listened to, who geeked him up to even attempt something of that nature. It's like, dude, for real, you only ever had one hit song, dude, ever.
That's because Benzino and all his people are idiots. Like, you don't come for Eminem. Eminem just, like, he's the kind of cat that he could come up with shit off the dome. And I think this was around the time that Eminem was almost getting heavy in the drugs, and Benzino tried to come for him, and Eminem made him pay for that mistake.
Right, big time, which he should have. So, I mean, it's a lot, man. It's been a lot of beef. Just going back to past decade and a half. I will say this.
Like, a lot of these new school beefs, they don't have the same impact and the same memorable tracks and moments that some of the battles we talked about in our top five had. You know, like, look at Drake and Meek Mill. Like, that was just dumb, man.
That was just candy ass rap battle. Yeah, literally, because you have two over-emotional niggas.
You got two over-emotional, overrated niggas, period. They're both overrated. And, I mean, Meek Mill is not the best rapper out there. And Drake mostly sings. And yet Meek Mill came for Drake, and Meek Mill got killed by Drake. A singing Bama killed him. Meek Mill's only response was weak crap using the Undertaker's beat. And I'm like, this is not a battle. This is embarrassing. That didn't have the same feel and the same excitement as, say, you know, as a Biggie Pac beef, which was spawned off the East Coast West Coast rivalry, or like Jay-Z and Nas, which, you know, they just literally genuinely did not like each other. And then you have, you know, just the different beasts and everything like that. And they had those elements in there that made the beef something to remember. This one, people are going to mostly forget. Well, at least true hip-hop heads are going to forget about this, because it was like, this is not a battle. This is bullshit. But, you know, these youngins out here, they're going to remember it, because they're going to keep bringing it up. You know, talking about back to back and Meek Mill's weak response and all this other crap, and it's just like, really? This is the best we can do.
Oh, man. I mean, but for me, I look at it as, where can you really even, I mean, no. I mean, for me, it wasn't memorable. It was a waste of time. I don't care. Even back-to-back. Back-to-back better than what Meek dropped. Well, certainly. But, you know, what I compare back-to-back with anything from some of the mother beef? Heck no. It wouldn't stand
a chance. Hell no. I tell you like this, and this is real. If back-to-back went up against something like Hit 'Em Up, like Hit 'Em Up by Tupac, that, like, back to back would get murdered, because Hit 'Em Up, Tupac, like, Tupac literally, like, shitted on Junior Mafia and Biggie, all a Bad Boy. He shitted on all of them with Hit 'Em Up. That was just, I mean, he didn't even really need the Outlaws on that song. Just him alone, just, he just killed them. It was like, what in the world just happened here? Like that song, just from the start all the way to the end, where he kept talking trash before, until the beat ended, it was like the Ron Burgundy line. Well, that escalated quickly. So that was, you know, so song like back pair that to like something like Hit 'Em Up or Take Over or Ether or, you know, Super Ugly, it doesn't stand a chance. It wouldn't even, it shouldn't even be in a conversation.
I mean, yeah, man. It should have been a conversation. It would never be in a conversation. And as you said, some fact, like, I mean, again, Hit 'Em Up, Pac went for everybody. Everybody that called themselves trying to get involved in that beef between him and Biggie, Pac went for everybody. He that was no holds barred. At that particular point in time, Pac was like, anybody can get it.
Exactly. And he made sure everybody got it.
And every single person that has something to say, yeah, they got it.
Yeah. He even went for Faith Evans. He even went for her. I was like, Lord.
Pac ain't leave nobody out.
Look, this is how I describe Hit 'Em Up to anybody that will listen. I tell them, I said, when it comes to that song, when the first damn line, before the beat even hitches, that's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker, you already know it's not going to be a pretty, pretty song. It's going to be nasty. When it starts off with, that's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker, I was like, yeah, he about to fuck somebody's world up. And he did not disappoint. But, you know, Biggie wasn't playing around with him either. So, you know, that was one of those battles where I can honestly say that I think that was a tie between those two, because those two definitely came for each other, and it really highlighted, you know, what East Coast is bringing to the table in terms of rap and what West Coast is bringing to the table in terms of rap. And then, you know, you go back to, like, Dre and Eazy-E. You know, Dre had that falling out with Eazy and Death Row, and then, you know, Eazy-E made that song, Real Compton City G's, where he just portrayed Dre as some kind of skinny-looking fruity some so-and-so. And then next thing you know, Dre did Fuck With Dre, Dre Day, and he basically put Eazy-E's ass down with Dre Day. He put him down. He didn't even need Snoop on that joint. He put him down. Adding Snoop to it was just putting salt in the wound, because Snoop, you know, Snoop ass, you know, he don't give a shit. He just, I was like, Lord.
Man, it was something different, man. It was something different. But again, the same fact, what made those particular beasts really stand out, and what made each artist go hard, was the fact that prior to the fallout, they were friends. They were, you know, they were good friends.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, or, you know, in Nas, in the Nas and Jay-Z situation, it was, you know, there was a common denominator that unfortunately wound up.
This nigga really did that. He really did that, folks. He really did that. Like, continue.
I'm just saying.
Jesus Christ.
I'm just saying. There was a common denominator in that beef. That's all I'm saying.
It was a common denominator.
He really just
wordplayed that joint. Like, good Lord.
You know, and then the 50 Ja, you know, that was basically some old, yeah, we you know, we grew up, you know, around the way from each other, and, you know, man's ain't like his man, or his man's ain't like me, and this, this, and that. He got involved, blah, 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 whatever the case may be. So it built some, it led to some heated up tension that just led to some fact that Joker's finally getting on the same stage, and boom, there you go, explosion. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, when it's personal like that, it says a lot. I mean, but I know you said since that we talked about, you know, the Meek and Drake beef pretty much being pointless, it being pointless for Benzino to come for Eminem. What about the KRS-One Nelly beef?
Yeah, see, I don't know who, like it's funny because I didn't even know that beef happened, and I'm big into hip hop, and I need to go look that up because I'm trying to figure out who started it, like who started that shit and why, because everybody knows that KRS-One is one of the most lyrical guys out there, like he is true hip hop. Nelly, I wouldn't say he's not hip hop, but you know, he kind of, you know, his most of his rapping is mostly sounds like he's singing. And it's like, you know, I don't know how that beef would have got started and everything like that, but I'm pretty sure KRS-One handled that one.
But you see what you said, the same fact how you didn't even know that there was a beef between them. That's what I'm saying. I think that was like most, I think that was the most quietest, like, unknown beef that really, you know what I'm saying, that went unnoticed, or, like, very few people knew anything about it, you know.
Right.
Until Nelly dropped that song, I'm Number One, you know, and then explained why he dropped it. That's when, you know, people found out, like, well, dang, you know, him and KRS-One beefing? Like,
right.
What they beefing for? What do they even remotely have in common other than the simple fact the hip-hop genre itself? But, I mean, so, I think when you add that personal element to any beef, it's gonna push each party involved to give their absolute best.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway.
Exactly.
I can't say it for now, but back then it did. Back then, in fact, because I mean they put everything into them diss tracks. You know, this was like I'm coming for your juggler. I'm gonna make sure I humiliate you. I'm going to make sure the simple fact you only want to leave about your house, because that's how bad it's gonna be. That if you step out the house, you know the simple fact you gonna get clowned. So.
And here's another thing, though, is, you know, a lot of people who live here in the DMV, a lot of people will also mention how, you know, Wale had somebody from Baltimore coming for him. Boss Man from Baltimore was coming for Wale hard, dude. Like, he was coming, like, he did at least two tracks with videos coming for Wale. Wale didn't do shit about it. He didn't go in the studio and shoot nothing, I guess because of the fact that, you know, Wale was major, he was signed to a label, whereas Boss Man's still local trying to get on and everything like that. So I guess he figured, yeah, I ain't got time for this madness. But, I mean, Boss Man came for Wale. He came for Wale's heart, soul, and head. And I was just like, Lord, this is what I'm talking. So, you know, you got beefs like that happen where someone comes for you, and they bring it, and you don't respond. It's just like, what? Like, I'm pretty sure a lot of people don't know that Beanie Sigel and Jay-Z had a beef.
Yeah, I knew about that beef.
Yeah, because, you know, Beanie came out with What You Talking About, and he went in on Jay-Z, man. He went in on Jay-Z. And I was like, Lord have mercy. And Jay-Z never responded. At least I don't think he responded.
I don't
recall
if he responded or not. But, yeah, you are correct, though. Beans did go hard on you. And, again, the simple fact of once again, you got that. You have that personal that personal element to the mixture. You know what I'm saying? Because we talking about,
exactly.
Know, Beans, he was signing to Rockefeller. You know, around spent nothing but time around, you know what I'm saying, around Jay-Z, around Dame Dash, all that type of stuff. So, of course, you know what I'm saying, you know, I mean, again, you got that personal element. And then, you know, everybody know Benny Siegel, man. That dude, my mentality is I don't care who you are. I mean, if I don't like you, you gonna know I don't like you. So, I mean, you know, it's just, I think if you could just put a, if I could put a mixtape together of just nothing but diss tracks, yeah. It'll be some
if
stuff
I
that I'm saying.
If I could do the same, I think Beanie Siegel would probably have at least two tracks on that mixtape, at least two, because, you know, he was good. He went to war for Rockefeller, and then he went to war against Rockefeller. So he would have at least two on there. 50 would have at least two on there. Jada would probably have that one that I played earlier. No, he would have two because he actually dissed 50 Cent with a song called Checkmate. Look it up. He actually did a song called Checkmate, which was a diss towards 50. He actually came for 50. And I think 50 came back on him. I got to look that one up. But, yeah, you know, Jada might have a couple on there. And then you think about some of the other, you know, the classic beats. You know what I'm saying? And you would think that at least one song from that beat, one of those classic beats would be on there. I mean, it's just so many tracks out there that were memorable to a beef that would definitely warrant a spot on a all diss tracks mixtape.
Definitely. Definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
So,
I'm definitely throwing that, the Return of the Ripper, I'm definitely throwing that on there.
Yes, sir.
That's got to go on there. That's got to
go on
there.
Yes, sir. So we got less than 3 minutes left to go. So just to let everybody know that next week, you know, Chills will be back. You know, the Bishop will be here on time. He'll leave his cricket phone. He'll get a new phone instead of his cricket phone and everything like that. And we're going to, like, we're not only going to do the Battle of the Best, where they're going to try to take the championship from me, and it's not going to happen. But we're actually going to switch it up because the first couple shows in this new season has been all rap. We're going to switch it up on y'all, and we're going to actually talk about some R&B. We're going to talk about what our favorite baby-making, grown and sexy or songs are.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The song, like the song that you would, like, if you were to make a playlist, songs you would play when you getting down with your lady, what would be the top, at the top of that list? You know what I'm saying? So I can't wait for that discussion. I know Eddie can't wait for that discussion.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Because I got about 10 songs right now off the top of my head. I can miss.
I definitely got a bunch of them. I can't wait for that discussion.
I cannot wait.
But, yeah, man, again, this has been an episode of Mic Check. We want to thank all of you guys out there for listening live. We want to thank everybody out there who's listening on the podcast, on the Archive Park podcast. Remember to look us up on Facebook. TSOTS Presents Mic Check is our fan page. You can also check out the TSOTS fan page at facebook.com/TSOTS. Follow us on Instagram at Two Sides of the Story. You can follow us on Twitter at TSOTS Production. Follow us on Tumblr at Two Sides of the Story. And we even have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/TSOTS Productions. You can also follow myself, DC's People Champ, that's DCS People Champ on Twitter. And you can follow at the Bishop at Born a Champion 2. And also Cool G Chills on Twitter as well for Chills. So we're out of here. We're out of here. Thank y'all for listening. Y'all have a great night.
Deuces.